Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you?
Hi. No, I just seen a debit. I don't even. What do you sell? Because I seen a debit for $53.40, and I don't know. It says Jeep Willys. What is that?
That's a figuring your whoever created the account is going to build a Jeep Willy. May I have your name and address?
Teresa Martino, 3227 Country Club Road. What is this?
We are Eagle Moss. We sell figurines.
Okay, what did I buy?
I'm not sure. Can you provide me with your zip code?
10465. Correct.
May I have you spell out your email address? Because I'm not finding you from your phone, from your address.
Okay, it's. Did I give you? I didn't give you my address.
May I have your address?
3227 Country Club Road, Bronx, New York, 10465.
May I have you spell out your email address?
It's Teresa, lowercase T H E R E S A. 43 Martino, Martino. I have two. It's at gmail.com.
Okay, hold on or, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, that one didn't generate anything. I'm ready for the next one. You're ready?
At aim, AIM.com.
You're going to have to spell that back out for me?
AIM.
You're going to have to spell out your entire email address again.
Oh, it's the same. It's Teresa. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, 43, Martino, M-A-R-T-I-N-O, at AIM, AIM.com.
All right. Still not locating you. So if you have, because this is a build, most males, we have more male subscribers than females. If you have grandchildren that are old enough to operate a smart device, they could have done it. If you have a spouse in the home, they could have done it.
But what is it? That's what I'm asking you.
If your bank statement says Jeep Willy, then whoever has your information created an account with the hopes of creating and building the Jeep Willy model. But
what
we sell more than just figurines. So the only thing that I can explain to you is that in regards to your transaction, Jeep Willy, like the Jeep that you can drive, is a small figurine version of it. And whoever created the account created it in order to build it.
Well,
using your information.
I guess it's fraudulent then.
Correct. So what I can do is I can either transfer you, but if the next agent still cannot locate your information, then I would advise you to contact your bank and
mm-hmm.
report it as fraud. But if again, if you have males, it could be, you know, teenagers, young adults, or spouse.
No, I'm 78 years old. I mean, I don't have anybody that's interested. I don't even know what this is.
So, yes, if I were you, I would report it as fraud. But
okay.
Also look into your email, type in Eagle Moss, and see if anything generates.
What should I type in?
Eagle Moss. So the word eagle, like the eagle, and then the word moss, like what grows on trees.
M-O-S-S?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I should put that into my email and see what happens? Look into my email for that?
Yes, because when you place an order, for example, if the person used your banking information but used their email address, then you won't have that email. If they use their email and or address, you won't receive a package. So that's why I'm not going to be able to locate you in the system.
Oh, so the package was delivered?
No, ma'am, I can't verify anything because I don't have any information in front. I'm just saying that because the transaction took place, whoever
right.
placed the order is going to receive a shipment.
I see.
Now, what I can try to do is, if your last name is Martinez,
No, Martino.
Go into the
what an O.
Martino. I'm going to look up the last name Martino and see what generates.
Okay.
Like having an account that just like that was just built.
Okay.
Now there's two in New York. One is in Staten Island. There's an account that pulled up in Staten Island. Then there's one in West Hempstead. DeMartino Caroline.
No, it's Martino. M-A-R-T-I-N-O.
I know. I'm just reading to you the names that I see. And then there's a John Martino.
No.
But no.
Neither one.
Repeat your zip code.
My zip code is 10465.
Now I'm just going to use the zip code and see what generates.
Okay.
Do you know anyone by the name of Perez?
No.
Last name Perez?
No.
Perenio Anthony?
No.
No. Patricia Buto?
No.
Peter Adia?
No.
No. And repeat the digits of your address.
3227 Country Club Road, Bronx.
Mm-mm. Okay, so yes, in your case, definitely contact your bank and report this as fraud.
Okay. What is it actually you sell, Jeeps?
So we sell figurines. So it's like Star Trek figurines, Marvel chess pieces. We sell things like that. So honestly, just think of it as a collector's type of business. If you're into Star Trek, Star Wars, Marvel movies, WWE, Jeeps and cars, things like that. That's why I said most of our subscribers are men.
Yeah, well, I'm 78, so I don't think I'm interested in any of that. No, I just went through my thing. Was there any other charges prior to this that I didn't pick up on, I wonder?
If oh, you anything, wouldn't know. The first transaction would have been around $4.95 about 2 weeks ago because our trial lasts 2 weeks. So if you were just billed, if you look back on your bank statement and go back 2 weeks, you should be able to verify.
Okay.
That there was another transaction for around no more than about $5 is typically.
Okay.
Should be like $4.95.
So can you cancel all this out now? Or, you know, that I make sure I don't get any more?
I'm not going to be able to. File as fraud. Just ask around, like, I don't know if you have, you know, children or grandchildren, but just ask if anyone familiar with Eagle Malls.
Yeah. You know what? No one's access to my card, so, you know.
But see, it's not your physical card. If you have autofill on your computer, on your phone, if you have a tablet, any type of smart device that you've ever used to make a payment on something, if you selected to have your information saved to your computer, whoever used your computer could have easily just autofilled your information into the system.
I don't even have a computer. I have a cell phone. That's all I have.
So just think back to about 2 weeks ago. If anyone, you know,
used
your cell phone.
Yeah, I'm trying to check here on my phone. For $4.95, you said?
Around that price, yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if this is the first, if this is considered your first big transaction that made you, you know, made you pay attention. If that is the case, then there should be one transaction before that. But if this is your first time catching it.
Oh, I have one here, Jeep Willys for $1.95 on.
Okay, that's when.
What date is that? 3/12.
Okay, so yes, that's the date. That's day one. So if you can think back to the 12th of March, did someone, you know, think about mail that use your phone? And most likely,
no.
That's the person.
No, I'm only. It's just me and my husband that live here. He has his own phone, and I don't think he's interested in this. So there's, in other words, I should go back on all the Jeep Willys, and this would be the first transaction, $1.95.
That's the first transaction, yes.
Okay. I'll call the bank now.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Bye.